Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Soul Sister Radio. Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. And this is your host, Becky Phillips, on A Heart for Worship. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in with us this morning. If you're in the chat room, welcome. If you're listening to the archives, I hope you're enjoying catching up to where we have been and where we are going. And if you're listening live, welcome. Feel free to, if you have something to say, be sure to call in and let us know what it is that's on your heart. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders and Spa Gyms, we could not do this show every week without you, and we are forever grateful for your support. I'm just going to take a few minutes and go over Not a Fan by Kyle Idleman. We are rounding out this book. I'm really excited about it. We have, we're in the final three chapters. We're on chapter 13 this week and then 14 and 15 the next couple weeks. So we should be, by mid-February, be done with the book and moving on. But boy, I'll tell you, this book has challenged me. I hope it's challenging you. So let's just open up in prayer. Father God, I just thank you so much for your son and that you sent him to die on the cross for us so that we could have eternal life with you. We just want to be wherever it is you want us to be. We want to go wherever you want us to go, Lord, that when we surrender our life to you, Father God, that there is nothing greater. It may be hard. It may be challenging. It's not going to be easy. Every day we lay down our lives and pick up our cross, but we seek you each and every day and know that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways, and you want to lead us on straight paths and narrow paths to a glorious, glorious journey and a beautiful return home. So we thank you for that. We just ask that your word would penetrate our hearts today, Lord, and whatever it is that you want to share in this chapter, Lord, if there's listeners out there that you're reaching out to, Lord, I just pray that you would look into their hearts, Lord, and just touch them, for only they know they need to be touched, Father, and that they would hear you and surrender their lives to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, chapter 13, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just going to take a few minutes to go over, or I'm sorry, chapter 12. We're finishing out chapter 12. We have two more chapters after that. Chapter 12 is called Wherever, What About There is what it's called. And in this chapter, Kyle is just talking about how once we've decided to totally surrender to Christ and we give up our lives and just say, God, whatever you have for us, we are going to do just as Jesus said, and that's we're going to follow after you. We're going to pick up our cross daily, and whatever you have for us, we trust you in that. Kyle just really goes into it, this chapter about, you know, what does that really mean and what does that really look like? And are we really truly willing to go where Jesus wants us to go? Luke 9:23 says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And then Kyle just talks about later in the scripture in verse 57, you meet your first real fan of Jesus because he approaches Jesus and his disciples and he says, they were walking along the road and a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And, you know, those words were really impressive. They were really great. But, you know, Jesus said that, you know, if you're going to follow me, you must understand certain things. And Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So basically, Jesus turns to the man and says, look, dude, I am homeless. I don't have a home. I'm just here doing my Father's business. And if you're going to follow me, you're going to do just what I say, and that's you're going to, you know, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. And that may mean, you know, going into the lion's den or, you know, going into a place where you're hated and you know, you could be killed. I mean, those are the things that Jesus is talking about. And a lot of the followers then and even now, you know, it's all about the fluff. Oh, yeah, we want to follow you, Jesus. It's going to be hunky-dory, great, beautiful. But that's not what Jesus is calling us to. He's calling us to go where nobody else will go, to reach those that nobody else wants to reach out to and love those that are unlovable and because he loves them and he died for them. And so the chapter just goes in to talk about, you know, will you truly follow him wherever he goes? What if he, you know, tells you to go someplace that's uncomfortable? Are you willing to step out in faith, even though you can't see the bigger picture, and go ahead and be okay with that and trust that God's got your back and he's sending you where he's sending you for a purpose? I think about missionaries a lot in this realm because, you know, missionaries really have a heart for following after Jesus and sending his word into the nations that don't know him and risking their lives and putting their lives on the line to really spread the gospel. And, you know, we can do that in our own home. We can do that in our own work. You know, there's so many places that we can do it locally and right where we're at. But Jesus is just saying, will you go there? And what about over here? Will you go over here? You know, are you giving me your finances? Are you, you know, giving me the relationships that I need you to reconcile? Are you giving me the relationships and saying, no, they're not healthy for you anymore. Done with that. I have a better plan for you. And that's really what this surrendering and Jesus asking you, will you go there, is all about. So that's what the chapter talked about. It was really, really, really good. If you haven't gotten the book, again, I would suggest picking it up. Even if you've been following along week after week, I would challenge you to read it again. I know I think I'm going to, just because it's really calling me, the Lord's really calling me through this book to just a higher purpose. You know, he's walking me through some of these instances in my own life right now, saying, are you willing to go and trust me, even though it's uncomfortable and it doesn't look the way you want it to look or how you think it should look or how people in your life think it should look? Do you trust me, and where will you go where I'm asking you to go? So as we go into this time of worship, I just pray that your hearts will be open to hear the Lord, and maybe he'll speak with you about some of those areas in your life. But really just spend some time with the Father and ask him, Jesus, where will you have me go? And I am willing, truly willing, to follow you wherever it is you're calling me. So please sit back, enjoy the worship music, and enjoy your time with your Father.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. Trust in you alone, higher than
You are my refuge, you
let faith arise.
Let faith arise, and all these songs that we've shared today are just really just to build up your faith in Jesus, and know that if he's speaking to you about things that he wants and has for you, or places he wants you to go, or just really just asking you, where will you go? These songs I just really felt just were Holy Spirit inspired to really encourage you to walk that out and what that will look like. You may not know where you're going. You may not know. But that's where the total surrender to Christ comes in, and you just say, you know what, Lord, I don't know, but you know, and your ways are higher than my ways, and I just trust you. I trust you that if you love me enough to die on the cross and build a bridge for me to spend eternity in heaven, then I can trust that wherever you take me is for my good and for those that the lives I impact for their good, all for your glory and grace. And so I just hope that you were moved and touched by that. And I really encourage you this week to just spend some time in the Word, praying, journaling, and really seeing what the Lord pours out to you in the Spirit. Please stay tuned for Church Reboot. That's coming up next. And Maria and Magdalena Ministries, they're going to probably, I think, be continuing their series on discipleship. Find us on Facebook, like our pages, listen to us in the archive, spread that our show. We appreciate you. We love you, and we thank you. And I hope you have a great week. And we'll see you next week when we go into one of our final two chapters of Not a Fan. God bless.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple. This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sisters Sunday.
Welcome to Soul Sister Radio. This is Maria DiGiovanni with Magdalena Gomez, and we also have the beautiful Rebecca Lawler from the East Coast. Rebecca, are you there with us?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How is it in Virginia this morning?
It's gorgeous. We've had Friday, we had a couple inches of snow, and it was absolutely beautiful, and it has just been a beautiful last few days. So very welcomed here. We don't get a lot of snow in Virginia, so it's nice when we do. How's the West Coast?
Well, right now we are rainy, and it's cleaning out, as I call it. We're clearing out the space, because after it rains here, it is so amazingly beautiful. And so we're really blessed when it rains, because we haven't been getting a lot of rain. And we do have a guest, and I'm going to have Magdalena introduce our guest, who's actually here.
Our dear guest, he is in the heartland of Texas, and his name is AV, and he's been on the show before, and he's just a warrior for Christ, and he loves Soul Sister Radio, and he's all about it, and he is part of the mission. So we welcome you this morning, JB. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing well as well. And how's your dad doing?
Oh man, he's doing good. We rekindled a bit, which is incredible, considering everything we've been through. But he's doing good. Thanks for asking. Good.
Amen. So welcome to the show,
Rebecca. And you remember JB at the Newport Coast? He was part of our security, and he's been on the show before. Remember?
Oh yeah, of course I do. Good morning. So nice to have you on the show.
Hey, good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
You know, I'm so excited. I'm excited to have JB on because he sent us a message last night, all excited, going, can I be on? Can I be on? And we're just really blessed, JB, because discipleship is something that God's had me in the thick of for the last year with Magdalena on learning what discipleship is. If you have your computer on, the volume, go ahead and lower it because I hear the feedback a little bit. But,
yeah, it's just it's my phone. Let me turn the volume down. It might just be that.
There you go. But it's discipleship is so important. We are on a series, so I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to thank all those who join us in the archives. Our numbers are going up, and I just have to believe that it's just God that's causing you to go to Soul Sister Radio and pushing the button. And I'm just blessed of just that we have on the radio station now. And just thank you so much to our sponsors, Rebecca Lohr Limited, of course, my beautiful friend, B&B Builders. Robert, without you, we could not have gotten this far in a year. And we know that we are going to be soaring because you are an eagle, my friend. And we have spa gems. They're coming out. We're going to pop them out this year. So we're so excited about that. We also have Balboa Island Jewelers. Would you like to share about that?
Yes, Balboa Island Jewelers. They are located in the little heart of Balboa Island, just on the main drag on Marine Drive. And they basically specialize in fine jewelry, jewelry repair. And we also carry the amazing Rebecca Lawler Heart of Hope. And so it's our home, our West Coast home of the Hearts of Hope there.
We love Mama. She's amazing.
Yes, we do love Mama. And today I actually want to play a song for Mama today. And it's because I know that Eric Reese, who is Jesse's dad, is going through a lot. It's been a year. And he posted something. And as disciples, we definitely have a calling to deal with grief. And not to bring a downer, because this song is really beautiful. So I just want you to all sit back. Because when you are, and especially if you are a disciple of Christ, you are walking in the thick of it right now. I know you are, because we are all being called to go higher. And I know that in these times when things look so amazingly bleak in the thick of it, we are held. So please, before we go on to Magdalena's amazing lesson, just be held for a moment.
if hope is born of suffering, if this is only the beginning, can we not wait for one hour watching for our Savior? This is what it means to be.
Welcome back to the show. We definitely want to start off the show in prayer. So if we can bow down our heads and just gather our hearts together in unity. Dear Father God, thank you for this amazing morning. Thank you for giving us the strength to wake up. Thank you just for filling our lives with the Holy Spirit, Father, and really that the Holy Spirit is our guiding light, our spiritual GPS, Father, that leads us to you, that we could call upon your name and know that we can have this amazing relationship with you through your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me and every one of you, so that we can have this amazing relationship with you, Father, that you look down upon us as your children and as your sheep, Father, and you gather us together. And if there is a lost sheep, Father, you know, you go out there and you go find that lost sheep, and the joy to find one of your sheep, Father, and just bring them back into the herd. And that really is our mission as disciples, Father, that we can just take it to heart and really just go and spread the message. And we thank you for this great avenue to be able to share it here on the air on Soul Sister Radio. And that you just provide those blessings, and it's really word of mouth that just reaches out to people. And I just want to thank all the listeners. I thank your hearts for your eagerness to want to learn and to be part of us. We pray for those who are hurting right now. We pray for the lonely, Father. We pray for the homeless that have to endure this type of weather. And we just pray that we can have giving hearts to help those who are in need and to really just be sacrificing and just really be there for one another. And as you stated, we pray for our sponsors, and thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, B&B Builders, and everyone who has come under our wings just because they believe in what we're doing. So I pray that you bless the ears that are listening, and I pray that you do open up the hearts, and as your word penetrates deep within us, Father, that we can just really help people mend their lives and get back together with you, because we all fall short, Father, and I am no different. And we pray for those who are lost right now, God, that we can steer them back into the sheepfold, if you will, and just really we pray for blessings. We pray that you bless our enemies, and one way or another, we all have somebody who's not for us, whether it's because of what we believe in or something, Father. And we just pray for those people that have those kind of thoughts, Father. And we thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your daily bread, Father. We love you, in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As always, Magdalena, your prayers in the morning are amazing. And we
only in the morning.
Only in the morning. At night, I'm not all that great. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Rebecca, are you ready to go forward with our lesson in discipleship?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. JB.
It's been great the last few weeks. Tina. It's been amazing.
Here we go. And I want to say a quick hello to Lady Grace for joining us from Washington, D.C. I also want to say how proud we are of you for doing all that you did this inauguration in I can't even say it right.
The presidential inauguration.
There you go. And I just want to say how proud we are, and thank you so much for taking care of all the volunteers that helped. So you are definitely a disciple. Go ahead.
Well, this lesson is just about being best friends with God, or just even people in within the body, the church, our friendships, because being best friends really means being there for each other, but really it's because help each other along the path, and because, like I stated, we all fall short, and it's just learning to be best friends with God and with one another. So we start in the book of John, and in it's
talking.
Hello, sorry we had some technical difficulties. Thank you for hanging on there. As we were, as I was starting to read in John chapter 13, 34, 35, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." And this is where Jesus is saying, you know, he's basically saying that, you know, in the past, in the Old Testament, there's different commands that we have to follow, and not that we should not adhere to them, but really he's calling us to a higher calling, and that is to love one another. And it says, "As I have loved you." And, you know, can we go out in the streets and say that we love everyone as Jesus loves us? It's something that's not easy to do, even with our own family members. I mean, I know that I personally struggle to love some of my family members, and yet I am called to love them, because what's going to make me different from every and any other person? It's really adhering to loving people. And when it says, "As I have loved you," it really means putting on our spiritual glasses or sunglasses or spiritual contacts, because it is really loving the way that God loves us. And it's really a selfless love. And that's what makes us stand out as disciples, is that we have love for people. And that's really what we need to do. And like I said, it's not easy to do, but he says, this is a new command that I'm giving you. This is what's going to make us stand out. And so he says, so you must. He's not really giving us a choice. It's a must. It's like, this is what we have to do. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you really love one another. And Maria, I mean, I know that we all have family issues, but I mean, when we're called to challenge to love somebody who is difficult to love, I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you handle such things? And how do you put your personal feelings aside if you know, about somebody, yet you are called to love them?
It's really funny because you asked that question, and Rebecca, I know that you also will want to chime in on this. It's funny because when you come from abuse as a child, most of the time, in fact, 97% of the time that someone hurts your child, it's someone that you have brought into life. So these are people that you are supposed to love, that you're supposed to trust, whether they're your family or not. And what I've come to learn is when you're dealing with someone who's difficult, whether they're difficult in reality or in your own memory, okay, because I think a lot of our issues with our family is what we have stored in the back of our head as well, is that you have to rise above it and you have to forgive. You don't have to allow these people as close to you or in your space, or the boundaries may be thicker, but I know that I've learned to see them through the eyes that God sees them and pull my own personal feelings aside. Rebecca, how do you deal with difficult people, whether they're family or really intense friendships?
Well, I think you actually hit on a lot of good points there. And, you know, it is hard, like you just said, when you have grown up in abuse, because sometimes we don't have boundaries, and sometimes we accept, we allow things to continue to happen and continue to happen, and then because our boundaries are down. And one thing, as I was going through my healing a long time ago with Alex, it was a point in my life where I really found that I needed to find a great therapist to deal with some of the issues that, you know, that I was going through. God gives us therapists so that we can learn, you know, and grow from our mistakes and be better people. And I guess one of the things that really stuck out in my mind as I was walking through that space for about 7 or 8 years was that we can forgive, because if we don't forgive, we hold that in ourselves, and it just makes us, that's not even biblical not to forgive, but it doesn't mean that we don't have to forget. And over time, I think God, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, because I think over time we either we compartmentalize it and it kind of gets filed in a folder, and we've learned the lesson and we learn from it, or God just sometimes takes the memory away. I think you find that in a lot of children of abuse that, you know, they just don't remember a lot of that. And I do believe that that's the Holy Spirit trying to help them have made it through that moment. But not forgiving is, it only hurts us, and it only creates bitterness. And when, you know, when the darkness or Satan can come in and create bitterness in a soul, then he's won, if you know what I mean. And also, you know, a lot of times with people that are walking in the light and are Christians and trying to do good things, their families are under attack even more. I've kind of been watching that lately, as I've seen, especially some people in the ministry, they've been dealing their own personal in their own personal life, and so that's a things to think about sometimes too. So but keep moving and knowing that God's grace and God's love is there, and that in his perfect timing and in his perfect will, he will bring healing to either, you know, to you or to me or to the other person. And that's the amazing grace part of it.
Yeah. Well, like one of the first, you know, when we read in Corinthians what love is, the very first thing it says, love is patient. And really, you know, when we look at people and they don't have, or, you know, they don't believe what we believe, or, you know, they're not even close, the one thing is that I know that Jesus looked upon them and he had compassion. And we need to have compassion upon these people because they are really lost. And it really does take patience on our behalf. It says love is patient, love is kind, love is not easily angered. And these are the people that probably frustrate us the most, you know. And that's why it's so difficult to love. But that's when we have to apply the principles of what love is. And, you know, it's not rude. It holds no record of wrong. I mean, love is a lot of things. And yet, this is the very love that Christ had for us. And he believed and he did the Father's will that we were worthy of him dying. And this is the love that we have to have for each other. But it really means like calling each other higher. It means calling people out to the truth. And I know even for myself, you know, we sometimes don't want to hear the truth. And I joke around with Maria and I say, people just don't want to hear the truth, you know. And because it is, they can't handle the truth is what we say. And it's like, luckily I've had good dental health, but, you know, I hear that one of the most painful pains people can have is a toothache, you know. And just being able to handle that, it's not easy to handle the truth because we have to look inwardly. We have to look at our own reflection and realize that there's something there. And, you know, and it's when I remind myself that God really loves me and has, you know, and like, I'm still not worthy yet. He calls me worthy. That I think, wow, I am so loved. I am so lucky. I am so blessed. And we just have to go back to, you know, reminding ourselves that we are blessed, that we were one of those lost sheep, and God found us, and now we're part of this, you know, this you know, kingdom in heaven on earth, really. When we are together with disciples, we are sharing the love of Christ. And I want to, you know, ask JB, because he's a warrior out in the field, and he really fights with his spiritual sword, and God has really blessed him with really imprinting the Bible upon his heart. He's amazing at quoting, and he's really a superhero in the faith. And JB, I know you've had your struggles at ministering the word to people, and how is it that you love people out there that are lost?
Oh, thanks for the kind words. And it comes natural, really. You know, we're temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's the only way that people are able to be reached that are lost. And so God's through us to people. And so really this, the best thing to do is just to treat people the way Christ instructed us to treat them, you know, not to beat them over the head with the Bible, just, you know, to treat them with kindness. What's that?
You said not to hit them with, you know, the word with, you know, on their head, beat them with the Bible. I'm like, it works on Maria.
It does. It works on me, and I really need it sometimes.
She needs her spiritual spankies.
Yeah. Sometimes just to jar some things loose, you know, in the head. I mean, it just naturally comes out. God doesn't always have to specifically come up in the conversation. I think people notice just in your day-to-day interactions that there's a difference in the way that you treat them and the way that you go about your business than, you know, a lot of people do in the world that are either asleep or just that don't know. And sometimes that's the most effective way to reach people is, you know, to maybe not, you know, bring up God specifically, but just treat them the way that God wants us to treat them. And then whenever the opportunity presents itself, or when you feel the Spirit is telling you to speak to them specifically about God, you'll kind of know. It'll just come, you know, it'll be a feeling within you that you know that's the right time, or maybe there'll be a segue naturally that comes up in the conversation, where it's just like a perfect opportunity to blend that in. And when you get to know people, you get to know what they're interested in. And when you can find things that they're interested in and find common ground, then they'll be more inclined to want to learn whenever you can appeal to something that they enjoy learning about. Like, for example, if it was somebody that likes sports and you suddenly came up with an analogy for that or whatever, that's one way that I've found is the best way to do it, is just to be yourself and treat people with love naturally, because that's what you're about. You know, he's always changing us into his image, and you know, I'm noticing changes the older I get, that I'm developing more patience and love and kindness just for people compared to how I used to be, and just to keep doing that. Like it says in the Bible, just avoid getting into disputes. You know, try to be peaceable with everybody. So if something turns into an argument and you're talking about God, then, you know, maybe just disengage and try to, you know, another day, you know, talk about it. But you definitely don't want it to become contentious or judgmental, because I've found one of the biggest turnoffs for people is the judgment part of it. And I think a lot of fire and brimstone preaching has turned off a lot of people, because we're supposed to be leading with love. We're not supposed to be threatening. Well, if you don't, you know, believe in Jesus, then you're going to go to hell. Because in fact, it says, don't worry about who's going to go to heaven or who's going to go to hell in scriptures. And I think that's really talking to us specifically as believers as a whole, to really not key on that, because that really does turn off a lot of people, because they want everybody included. And I found a lot of people have a hard time reconciling a loving God with a judgmental God. I mean, we understand it, but it's really hard for people who are babies in the faith or not in the faith at all to understand that. So it's more important to focus on the love part of it instead of the, you know, threatening part of it, because no one likes to feel coerced into doing anything.
Amen. There's a scripture, and I don't know a lot of scripture, so I'm over here bouncing up and down all excited, because we all grew up Catholic and we didn't learn scripture, but there is one that God has taught me, and baby, this is one for you, because I know it puts you in some, you know, interesting predicaments. So I'm excited, because I knew it was 1 Corinthians 9:22, but Magdalene is going to read more. Go ahead.
I'm going to read the beginning of it, and it's really about being spiritual chameleons. And as JB stated, is, you know, just making analogies to where people understand, whether it's related to their career or being family people, there's one way or another that we can try to relate to people. And this is what we're going to read in 1 Corinthians 9:19, and we're going to read up to where Maria stated. It says, this is Paul speaking. He says, though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone. To the Jews, I become like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those I am myself not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. He says, to the weak, I become weak, to win the weak. I have become all these things to all men, so that by all possible means I may save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. And, you know, like just JB shared, it's really about, you know, being relatable, finding one way or another to be able to touch somebody and just be an example. And, you know, and it's something that we're not going to change anybody or everybody in a day. It's going to be a consistency of us being consistent, really, because if one day they see us a certain way and then one day another, we have no consistency. But there is a light that is shining upon us, and it's all within us, because the kingdom lives within. If we can just turn on and ignite that fire, that passion that we have for God, and just truly let it shine, and that we can you know, affect somebody's life in a positive way just by being there. But just by showing that we are Christ-centered, that we are compelled by this new command that He gave us to love one another, and that truly is the challenge. And I think about our world today, we don't see much love. We see a lot of hatred, you know, these shootings, these killings, people doing bizarre, crazy things. I'm like, where is the love? So I challenge you all just to think of what love is. And, you know, as we stand, and we shall believe that one day we will all be gathered together. So we start off with this song, and it's called I Shall Believe by
Sheryl
Crow.
I shall believe. Hello. I'm not sure if you all can hear me, but I'm going to go ahead and give the phone to Magdalena and see if we can continue going forward with the lesson.
And I hope you can hear us. To us, this is just a way of saying attacking because we're trying to get message across. And, you know, it's a spiritual warfare that we experience when we experience things like that. I'm sure there is a reason. And I just remember Rebecca Lawler's story about her grandmother even praying over the vacuum and stuff. So we're just going to pray right now that we can remain connected. Dear Father God, I know that you want us to spread your word, and I know that you want us to teach others. And so we just pray that we can be reconnected via Wi-Fi, Father, and that, you know, that we won't have any more interruptions, that we can continue the flow of the show, Father, and be faithful, that there is a reason for everything. And we just pray that we can still reach out to the hearts that are listening. And thank you so much. And thank you so much for Rebecca's grandmother. That's such a great example of just praying over everything. So we pray over our computer devices, our wireless connections, our cable companies, and we just pray that we can be restored not only by Wi-Fi, but just always be restored onto you, Father. We love you in your son's name. We pray. One of the readings I want to read from is in Colossians, and I really just love how Paul used to write letters to the different churches and his faith, and I just want to read off and where he says his thanksgiving and prayer. And he says, "We always thank God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints." And it just this just makes me think of you, Rebecca, although you're, you know, obviously over, you know, 3,000 miles away. I'm encouraged by your faith. I'm encouraged for what you do for us. I'm encouraged that you, excuse me, that you sponsor us for this radio show, that we can voice our love for God, and we can hear about all the amazing things that you're doing, and just really how truly blessed you are. I think of JB being now in Texas, you know, and that he's being blessed with his relationship with his father. So those are the things that encourage my spirit, that I know that although you guys may not be near, that you guys are spiritually near, and I do pray for you guys, and I thank God that you guys are there, because there's going to be times where my faith is going to need a kick in the butt and needs to be encouraged, and I know that I can call upon you two and Lady Grace and even Becky, that you guys are there to, you know, spiritually lift us up and always be a voice of love and encouragement and uplifting, that, you know, we can pray together, whether out loud or silently, or just share scriptures with one another that really encourage us. And I remember being asked, you know, what are my sources of hearing the word? You know, I read it through the Bible. I listen to it on the radio. And even Facebook actually has become a place where I go and look at scripture, because I belong to a lot of pages that are biblically based. And, you know, it's always awesome to read something, you know, on your Facebook, you know, we call it timeline, where somebody shares a scripture, and it's like, it's just the perfect timing. And it just, sometimes God just throws out little things like that. And, you know, God is so cool. He even uses social media to get in touch with us. So I am inspired by all of you guys that share things that are faith-based, or just even some secular music that we listen to. But if we really tune in, we can really hear, you know, another meaning besides its, you know, secular meaning. So thank you so much for encouraging me and my walk as a disciple, and thank you for teaching me what love is through Christ. So I'm going to continue reading here, and it says, "The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel, that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing." And that's really what we're doing. We are literally planting spiritual little seeds. And every week when we come together, it's like watering the seed so, you know, it could start growing. And as it starts growing, you know, we have to do some spiritual pruning because, you know, some leaves dry up or, you know, the flower dies. And it's really about a cycle. It's a cycle of renewing our faith and cultivating. And we cultivate with one another by sharing the word and, again, being encouraging. I remember when I was in college and we used to have our little Bible groups, and together we would come in the morning. And this was not my part, because if that was the case, no one would come. You know, we would sing, and we had a song leader. And it was always so amazing to praise God with a song, and because it really does cheer your spirit. And that's part of the reason why we play songs here on Soul Sister Radio, is because music does soften the heart. There's something amazing about music and the lyrics and the melodies. It's everything is in honor of God. So, you know, it's about, you know, it's you know, our fruit bearing fruit and it's growing. So we are all little spiritual gardeners as well. And it says, just as it's been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace and all its truth. You've learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And it's amazing as we delve into the Bible how just, you know, maybe one verse or two verses or a whole section, how it really impacts our day. And this is really what makes a difference in our relationship with God. Either it's going to be a strong one or it's not. But it should be a relationship, just like when, you know, we have best friends and we haven't talked to them for a while. But when we connect, it's like we never stop talking. It's just like we, you know, said hello and just we're connected every day, because it's how we interact in our daily life. And I know that even for me, you know, I get up early and it's like, you know, am I going to sacrifice some of my sleep to have time with God, or am I just going to be like, later, God? And I know it's not the same when I don't start off my day with God. I don't have the same kind of day. I don't have the same kind of joy. And, you know, for those who are into fitness or just nutrition, you know, it's like starting off a day with no breakfast. It's not good for us. We can make it through the day, but we're not being our best. And really, to truly be our best, it's about feeding ourselves spiritually. We need our daily bread. We need our daily food. And, you know, God provides different ways to do so. On my way to work, I listen to, you know, a Christian radio station because, you know, it's setting my mind on the right things because, you know, we all have worries. We all have things that just, you know, drive us crazy, or a bill that is in dispute, or something that's just like, oh gosh, I have to face this giant today. How am I going to do it? And it's really about the time that we spend with our Lord God. And I do sing to myself, you know, in my head, because I know if people heard me singing, they'd be like, oh my gosh, running away. So I hope that you guys are able to hear us right now.
My computer had a major crash.
Well, Maria's computer had a major crash, but pardon in case it is a bit of an archaic computer.
God,
I think,
bless it.
It's like an 1800, you know, model, but, you know, it worked, you know, just like a Model T, you know, Ford, you know, they work, but they're not I can't even think of the word I'm trying to say. I know it starts with an E. Efficient.
Efficient.
I'm like, it starts with an E.
Okay.
So,
it's saying that we're going into the radio store.
Well, we're here battling. Good thing she has a recent model phone, you know. She has a smartphone. So that is a good thing. And it says, you know, we pray about spiritual wisdom and understanding, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.
and may please him in every way. You know, do we wake up thinking, you know, today I'm just going to make God so proud? And do we have that, you know, little heart that, you know, is joyful in wanting to please God? Or, you know, are we stuck on pleasing ourselves? And I know that's part of carrying our cross is really, is it going to be about me? Or is it going to be about me serving God and serving other people? And really about pleasing God, I think when I think of pleasing God, I think of God smiling down and he saying, well done, my child, well done. And I know there's times where I probably don't make God smile and I bring tears to his eyes. And I know that I've broken his heart before. And I know what it is to have your heart broken. And really, you know, about letting go. And I know one of the most difficult things is letting go. But, you know, that's why we have to pray for each other and really call each other higher. And part of being a disciple is allowing ourselves to be counseled, allowing someone to be in our lives that will walk us and help us grow in our spiritual walk to mature. And, you know, we all start off as, you know, spiritual baby Christians needing the milk, and we start off with the milk, and then we have to go on to, you know, solid, what solid food, our foundation. You know, it's about, you know, growing up, because, you know, as cute as babies are when they're little, and, you know, even they reach their, you know, what they call the terrible twos, at one point or another, we're like, okay, child, you have to grow up, you know, and, it's the same way with us. If we were stuck in being baby Christians, you know, something's wrong. It's we're not allowing ourselves to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and of his understanding. And the more that we read the word or around the word and practice the word, I mean, it gives us those spiritual eyes. You know, it's like putting on 3D glasses, or I was going to say see-through glasses, but that's not necessarily the case. But really being able to see beyond the physical. I know myself being a woman that, you know, I get judged on the way that I look. I think Maria and I, we experience that a lot because we don't look like your everyday, what we call nuns, or, you know, I mean, God has truly blessed us with, you know, external beauty, and we just, you know, we pray that it matches our internal beauty, because, you know, we can all be deceived about who we are or not, but it's about being called higher, and, it's about really walking the walk, that what is feeding ourselves internally, what is keeping that flame alive, and I just think how blessed and how lucky and fortunate I am that God thinks I'm, and I know that he knows that I'm worthy, because he says I'm worthy, not because I say so, but that he took compassion upon me, and he said, this is my lost little sheep, you know, my little Bo Peep, and that we are love, and that he calls us to come back together. And so I'll continue reading. And it says, and we pray that in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, even being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of the light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, and who we have redemption of the forgiveness of sins. And, you know, I say amen to that, and I know Maria has something to share.
Rebecca, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am, right here.
Wow. JB, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you guys heard the whole thing?
Yeah, you I've been here. I lost it once, yeah. but the whole thing, mostly the whole thing.
This is so God. I am so excited we had Magdalena keep talking, because my computer had a total failure, so keep going. Well, amen.
And I mean, I know I've shared some stuff. Do either you, Rebecca, or JB have anything that you guys want to share in regards to what I've been reading in Colossians, or just about, you know, anything that rang true to you guys?
I had something that came to mind myself. It's really easy to find God anywhere, really. And one of the most interesting things about continuing your walk in God and learning about Him through His Word, you know, because the Word is God Himself, is you can find Him in the most unusual places. And once you really get deeper into it, you can find things like such as, I think this is a really good example in First Chronicles. If you ever read First Chronicles, it's not really that exciting. It's just really like a genealogy, you know, of the Israelite people. But buried inside of First Chronicles, if you go to chapter 4, verse 10, all of a sudden they are going through the genealogy through many chapters, and then it goes to this verse about Jabez. And if I may read, it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. He said, oh, that you would enlarge my territories, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it may not cause pain. And God granted him what he requested. And then it just goes back on, and like nothing, he starts continuing the genealogy of the Israelite people. But you can find little bitty pearls of wisdom just buried in there, and it kind of speaks to the point of seek and you will find, because, I mean, that's really what we're looking to do, is to make sure that we're not grieving people, and we're supposed to be uplifting people, and Jabez was not, he came to God confident that what he asked would be given to him, and I mean it says that plainly, and God granted him what he requested. I mean, he loves when we ask for things that will help further the ministry, and that's why we can always have confidence when we do that he will work in accomplishing, you know, what we ask of him if we do so with confidence and belief.
Amen. Do you have anything to share, Rebecca?
Just basically the reality of that was that you prayed that we would be able to still hear the show, because I know it's wet out there today, and God's grace has been there the whole time. So that's an answer to prayer.
Amen. You know, every time like we have some kind of something, like I remember that Rebecca's grandmother would pray over her vacuum. I mean, like, and to me, it's like it reminds me that it's okay to pray over mechanical things, because sometimes they do need little God's blessing, that, you know, some human hand created these machines, and, you know, all through God and His glory. And, you know, this show is really about pleasing God and really doing what He has called us to do, is to be disciples. And I'm happy to share this, you know, ministry with you guys, because it's about being best friends, not only with one another, but being best friends in the playground with God. And, you know, I think of us all being in a playground together in a merry-go-round, or, you know, pushing each other on, you know, on the swings, or going up and down the slide. And, you know, it's really about hearts being in communion. And, you know, when hearts are not in communion, that's when we can call each other and say, hey, you're not playing friendly, or something's going on. And this is one of the letters that also Paul wrote to his disciples. And let me see. I hope I can look. Okay, I think here it is. Hold on. Okay, Paul's labor for the church, it's called. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction. For the sake of his body, which is the church, I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among them, the Gentiles, the glorious riches of the mystery, which is in Christ and you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. It's like God, sent his son to lay down his life for us. I mean, he basically cleansed us of our past and has given us a new slate, and really so that we can present everyone perfectly. I know that I want to, be received in the pearly gates of heaven, and I know that I want to be walking with my little spiritual disciples, that we can all be united, whether we show up with physical bodies, that we'll be giving new bodies in heaven. I just want to know that all my friends on the playground are going to be here with me, and I know that I'm going to say, God, this is my brother JB, and, on earth, this is who he was for me. It's like we all need some spiritual crutches every now and then. And, I know that he said about, it's not about beating the Bible in people's head, but, sometimes we need that little beating, And I just think of Rebecca's amazing love and her heart for children. And I would love to say, and God, I said, here I walk with my sister Rebecca. And, this is what she has done for the children, because the children are the most purest, the most blessed, the most, so full of light. And, we all should have heart of children. And I think of, walking in there with my soul sister, Maria, and her in her little nun outfit, her Mother Superior outfit, and, or her robe, her pink or white robe. And, it's just about being there and saying, we helped each other in the toughest of times, and, we loved people and we loved one another. And I think that's what makes our friendship stand out, is that there is true, genuine love that comes from above.
We are done with this program. So, Rebecca, next week, Magdalena, what are we going to be speaking on?
Well, there's still a little more to go about being best friends with God. And
good.
It's really about just an attitude and, places where we go. And, being best friends with God, sometimes, it's the people in our lives, really, that that teach us and call us higher to a higher calling.
Amen. JB, would you like to say anything before we close? And thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to your own show coming soon. So we're going to be talking about that and how we're going to integrate it into what we're doing on Sundays. So would you like to say anything before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, thanks for having me. It's always great speaking with you and just encouraging each other in the word and, in our battles. And, yeah, definitely things are finally starting to calm down, so I'd love to talk with you more about doing that. You guys are already doing a great job already, and just keep up the good work.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can we get a spiritual yeehaw?
Yeehaw, y'all.
Now that we have you in the heart of Texas, Rebecca, would you like to say anything, and then would you like to close us out in prayer before we play one more song called I'm Free?
I just want to say it's a pleasure and a privilege to be here today, and I feel blessed. Thank you, Magdalena, for reading the word and for your prayer, and thank you for our new friend from Texas being on the show. And Maria, I love you, and thank you for all that you do for us. And so closing in prayer, and I'd like to just say that the word that we read today, Father, it touched my heart, especially about love. It was about forgiveness. It was about recognizing our true self and looking in the mirror at some of the things that we kind of have to change about ourselves, too. Lord, bless us. Thank you for giving us this show. Father God, thank you for the ability to do this. Thank you for allowing us to share your word, to spread your word, to pray together, to be friends together, as Magdalena said, on the playground, to just be there and nourish each other. It says when two or three are gathered, the Holy Spirit is there, and we know that to be true. Would also like to thank you for allowing us to keep the show going. Considering the weather in California today, that was a miracle. And we just bless our families, bless our children. I have just a real desire to pray for the children today, all the kids out there, that they are, if there are any that are in bad positions, Lord, that you give them your grace and your love and your mercy. If there is anyone that doesn't know you, Lord, it's a simple prayer that they believe that you died on the cross for them and you rose on the third day, and that they ask you to live in your heart. Until next week, bless us all, and love and live and embrace every moment. Father God, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want you all just to close your eyes and sit back, and I really want you to hear the words of this next song, because truly it is all for us. He's singing it to us because we truly are free.
You see what I see? A rainbow shining over us. In the middle of a hopeless storm. Oh, sometimes I'm blinded. And I can see beyond my troubled mind, afraid of what I'll find. The story of our life, but there's tomorrow.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.